This is Mitchell and Michael. No conditions apply. Oh, wait, Mitchell and Michael are the conditions.
Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Final day of me on the desk. That is right.
He's trying to place out. There we go.
There you go. How do you like that?
Well done, mate. COVID. It doesn't. It's not all smooth sailing though, because there is some blunders throughout today's show.
Oh my god, yes. There's a lot, but it's fun and like you're perfect with all of your imperfections. You know, like you can't be imperfect without being imperfect.
Like why?
No, sorry. You can't say I'm perfect without being imperfect.
Great.
Can you take that one for Monday?
Yes. That'll go in the motivational quotes for next week. First up, though, some great motivation for many people out there, the experience of being a parent.
Right.
I think it's actually like it's part of the human experience to like have a child or look after a child in some way. And a couple of my friends have dipped their toes in the water. They have named their baby a name that I don't know how to feel about. It's very old-fashioned. I don't know anyone ever with this name. And I've had to have a look through history to sort of get a glimpse as to what this kid is going to be like. Congratulations to my mates Leticia and Adrian on their new baby. Mitch, what do you think of this name? Ambrose. Not a fan.
Nah, it's not bad. Ambrose, like Ambrose, like Ambrose, or is it Ambrose?
It's like Ambrose, like a golf Ambrose. You know, like when you go and play golf, and the furthest ball is the one everyone plays from.
Yeah, I think it's more like maybe that was named after Ambrose, not the other way around. But like, I'm for that name.
You're for it,
but. He's going to be a womanizer. Like, he's going to be... Like, Ambrose is the name. Like, it's like if you named your kid Kyle and you wonder why there were holes punched in your drywall. You know, it's like you did that. But giving him that name, you did that.
Well, I was like, who is named Ambrose? Like, you're seeing some kind of womanizer. I'm not seeing that. And so I looked up who, like, famous Ambroses were. Because it's not a common name. Mm-hmm. And it's the first one that appears is like a saint from the 1600s.
Oh.
It's like it's a very old name.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't sure. I was sitting on the fence. And then I saw a man who was a general during the, I believe it was the American Civil War. And his name was Ambrose Burnside.
Oh, yeah.
And after reading a little bit about Ambrose Burnside, I discovered that he is the reason that sideburns are called sideburns.
Really?
Yes, because originally they were called Burnsides because he had huge mutton chops and everyone said, oh, you're growing your hair out like old Burnsides.
Oh.
And it got flipped around over the years. Oh, you're growing your hair out like sideburns. So I'm down with this kid if he has sick mutton chops.
Is that only like, so he has to have sick mutton chops?
Yes. If he doesn't grow up to have some really beautiful thick sideburns.
And that makes sense because your name must follow why it's famous. So me, Mitchell Johnson, Mitchell Marsh, Mitchell Stark, I was pretty good at cricket. You have to do the things that Michaels were doing. So yeah. Michael Jordan, good at basketball. You got to try and get good at that. Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, do all those things that they do.
No, hang on. Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. Stay right there. More after this. Mitch, we love radio.
Oh, we bloody love it. And the reason why I love it is because you tell us what songs you want to play, and we know that you guys want to hear it. We play it. That's how we know they're the best songs. But I feel like streaming services, that's where they get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes the best song is not always the most played. You know, sometimes kids don't really understand music. There's so many different people going, I want this one, I want that one. And it ruins the algorithm. So if you type in a band's name on some streaming service, I think it's called Spotify? Spotify? Spotify.
Yes, I know it well. Spotify.
Something like that. And you, if you put it in there and you type in the artist, they'll give you their top songs to pick from. So I thought, why not play our game of SodaStream? That's right, Chris. Because it's like SodaStream did well.
Yep.
Cool. Now, I'm going to give you an artist and you tell me, and I'll give you two songs. You give me which one has the most streams on Spotify. Okay, we'll start with a new artist we're starting to hear a little bit. Ed Sheeran, okay? So we've got Shape of You. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like did he even write this?
It would be getting a lot of air. Like, people would be playing it a lot to check if it sounded like the other song.
Now we got this bad boy as well. Whoop. This one. This one. This one.
Okay, very new.
Yeah.
Very new. Surely it hasn't caught up. Shape of You has been out since like 2018.
So we're talking on Spotify. Michael Ross, which has more streams?
I want to say Shape of You.
You reckon Shape of You has had more?
It's been out longer and the court case has been going on recently and that I believe would have put it up. Even though I know Bad Habits is very popular, I still feel that maybe it did a little switch very recently.
Okay, correct. You are right. Yes. How many streams do you think Shape of You has had?
Ugh. This is always the hardest part with streaming because it's such ridiculous numbers. They don't even mean anything anymore. It's like 270 million.
Is that what you reckon?
Yeah.
3.1 billion.
There. See, like, because it's such a ridiculous number.
Now, we now move on to Pearl Jam. We got Even Flow. Or Alive. Whoop. There we are. Nope. There we are.
Which is Tilly on the desk this morning.
It's there we go.
So easy, isn't it?
Hey, mate, when you only drive your car once every, like, 9 months, this is what happens. You shouldn't have got COVID, mate.
So Still Alive.
Which one has more streams, Even Flow or Alive by Pearl Jam?
Even Flow. I feel it's got to be Even Flow.
You reckon?
Yeah. Okay, so this is one of those where I believe Even Flow is the better song.
Yeah, but, 100%. Now, yeah. How many million do you think Alive has?
Let's say Alive has 700 million.
370 million. That's the only button.
Well, so they're way off. They're way off, Ed.
And finally, Michael Ross, which has more streams? We're diving into the band of U2. So we've got... It's a beautiful day. Obviously, classic banger, as the kids say, or... Which song on Spotify has more streams for you two? Is it Beautiful Day or With or Without You?
Beautiful Day is like, that's 2000s U2. Whereas like With or Without You is 80s U2. So younger people are more into streaming, but I feel like With or Without You would be used a lot at weddings, so it's streamed more.
You think it, With or Without You is?
Yes.
You've got it. Sorry.
Yeah, nice.
How many million?
Oh, it's going to be more than Pearl Jam, less than Ed. I'm going to say... Okay. So at least know where I'm at. With or Without You, including weddings, streamed 1 billion times.
Nah, it's 600 million. But, you know. Fun game.
And footy this morning. Nice. there's a great game on tomorrow night. Freo Dockers hosting Carlton at Optus Oval. I was pumped, mate. I was pumped to go to this.
Oh, you were stoked. Your team is finally good. Taking on Freo Dockers, who could be a top four side. I've never seen a man so excited. Probably explains why you bought so many tickets.
I bought 8 tickets for like my whole family. I convinced my family. I was like, we've all got to go because we've been away. We've been over east for a couple of years. And then footy didn't happen last year when we came back to WA.
Exactly. And then why can't all 8 of your family members go?
Because on Good Friday, we all got COVID from the same person.
Computer says no.
So no game to be had. And Ticketmaster weren't getting back to me. I was looking into, like, could I get a refund for having COVID? Ah. And they were just not getting back to me.
I should have saved it for now.
Computer says no.
There you go. So I decided it was time to flog the tickets.
Oh.
And so I head onto socials, and I was like, I've got 8 tickets
yep.
for like $39 each. That's $312 if you take them off my hands.
Yep.
A family member, one of my Italian cousins, she was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, my boys go for Frio. I'll take all the tickets.
Did you have to say that your AFL tickets fell off the back of a truck?
No. But here's the thing. Being family, being Italian, I was like, maybe I need to show, like, a bit of gratitude for the fact that they took all 8 tickets.
Could
like,
you,
and I don't have to keep shopping.
You would have put it up as, like, price you bought it for, price you're selling it for, correct?
I took away the, like, the, they do, like, a transaction fee thing, oh, but I was like, the ticket's $39.
You're bloody Mother Teresa.
And because the game should be a good crowd, there's only like $80 tickets left.
Oh, okay,
80 plus.
Cool. Yep.
So it was like $39. So I said to her, I said, oh, great, you're taking all of them. Let's just call it 300.
Okay.
So I knocked off $12.
Where
do we sit? Is that like a nice gesture to be like, don't worry about the small change. Let's just call it 300. Let's just round it down. And move on? Or is it an insulting discount of only $12 to someone who is family?
I think because it's a round number, you might be fine. But at the same time, like, what are you expecting? Like, you put it up for $39. They obviously saw the post, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's fine. They saw how much it was for. And then you've brought it down. Like, they've already agreed. So they've done the math. I assume your family's smart. They've gone like 8 times 39. That's 312. I don't know if it is. I'm trusting you. And then I can only imagine that. So they've agreed. You've then knocked $12 off. That's a beer.
As a show of good faith. So 1-800-011-666. I want to get some other thoughts.
So I was just going to say, or they could potentially at the stadium buy a soup. And if you didn't do that, it would be...
No soup for you!
Thanks. I had that loaded.
Okay. I'm going to have to do something on my end to stop you from using those buttons. 1-800-011-666. Is $12 off a nice gesture or an insulting discount? Tomorrow night, huge game though, footy. Frio taking on Carlton Optus Oval. Optus Stadium, Optus Oval is where Carlton used to play, actually.
Oh, my God. No. Please, no, stop the momentum of the show, and please just do a podcast about that for 3 hours. Everyone will enjoy it.
Well, you see, it was originally called Princess Park, and it became Telstra Oval.
I would rather have COVID than have to listen to this story.
Look, I have COVID, and that's why I can't go and see the Blues play. I would absolutely gut it.
You have
$312 worth of tickets I had to flog.
Yep.
A cousin of mine... She came to purchase them, and I offered them for $300. I said, thanks for taking them off my hands. I'll knock off $12, $300, please.
It doesn't seem good enough because it's someone coming to your rescue because they weren't going to give you a refund. And the fact that you've only knocked that much off, but then again, they have agreed, but it's family. Yeah. So I don't really know.
So this is what we need you for, 1-800-011-666. We've got Brian from Collie on the line. So I've got Brian from Collie on the line now. Brian, is my $12 off a nice gesture or an insulting discount?
Mate, look, I think it's a nice gesture. I think you've done a good job. It's a tough world out there. And look, I'd take $12 off anything these days, especially a pint at the pub.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, so 8 tickets, 300. But like, you sure it... Do you think she should have had to pay more? Is the fact that he's even attempted a discount? Like, this is from a family member. You wouldn't be sort of insulted.
Yes, so should I have taken like $9 off per ticket? Just gone, it's $30 a ticket for the 8 tickets.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Look, mate, you are a Carlton supporter, so it explains a lot. But
good, Ben.
Thanks, Brian. All right, I can reveal that she did not take the discount.
What?
So I said, let's just call it 300. Let's just round it down. Let's go 300. And I can't reveal that she was like, nah, you can just have all the money.
That's more pathetic.
I feel like that's the proof, potentially.
That it was crap.
That it was a disgusting insult. She's like, no, just have your $12.
Did you know, side note, just quickly, that reminds me. I was at the local deli, and it looks like a super rundown deli. And I like pay, it was like $3.80 or something. And I like gave a $5 note, and I said, keep the change. And the lady said, no, thank you.
Joining us on the line now is our man from Rush Hour WA. Make sure you grab the podcast or listen nights on Regional WA. It is one and only Norm Smith medalist, former West Coast Eagle champ, I'm like, Andrew Embley.
Well, welcome, mate.
Good morning, Mitchell, Michael.
You hear that? Yeah, good. You hear that AFL siren? I bloody played it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, you guys would know where the buttons are now, hey?
Tell you what, yeah, I do. Well,
Radio Craft 101.
Yeah. We've swapped around. Yeah. Mitch is on the desk. He's never done it.
Yeah, I've never done it. And Michael's in, he's got COVID, so he's at home.
Well done. Well played. How are you, lads?
Yeah, not bad. Look, quickly, we've got to get this out of the way. Did I see, look, I try to follow your pages, you know, but we're busy men. Also, we appreciate the follow. It only took you a year and a half. but we saw, did you save a bird?
Did I save a bird? I got bitten by a bird yesterday. So I was at, we're at Triple M and saw a bit of commotion going on downstairs. It was like one of those sort of shags. And it was getting attacked by these crows, so I thought I'd go down and help it out. So it was the shag was in a bit of distress, so I had my Triple M hoodie on. So I threw the hoodie over the top of the bird to sort of just, you know, help it. And then we tried to put it into a box, and as I was doing so, the shag nipped me on the hand and gave me a good little bite. So I'm trying to do the right thing, and I've been punished by the bird, but I think the bird's okay. Someone was able to get it to the RSPCA.
Not the first time you've tried to save a bird and it's gone wrong. See, look, I'm here on the desk.
Yeah, I like that. so it was an adventure afternoon there. Anyway, gave us some content to talk about because producer Tom at Triple M sometimes can rock up and, you know, spends too much time on his TAB account and you know, often forgets to send us information about what we're actually supposed to speak about. So, yesterday was great.
Well, we normally find our own content members. But, look, speaking of TAB, we got some big games on the weekend. Michael Ross has had to give up his 8 tickets to the Frio and Carlton game he was looking forward to because of COVID. Thoughts on the game heading in?
Oh, listen, Frio going really well. They're second on the ladder at the moment, playing some real exciting footy, and good to see that Matt Tavernas stood up last week inside 450. And I think that's just the final sort of piece in the jigsaw for Fremantle, that bloke that can kick you, you know, a big bag of goals. And whilst you don't expect that every week, I think he, you know, he'll grow his confidence from that performance. And I think, you know, hopefully he can set himself up for a really big year. But they're playing, really good footy to watch. And I think it'd be a really cracking game, to be honest with you. I love the way Freo are going about it, but love the way Carlton have been going about it this year. So two really young, exciting teams that you expect will be at around the top of the ladder for the next sort of 5 to 6 years. So should be a great game. Freo have got a few players out with health and safety protocols, so they'll be trying to do everything they can to ensure that you know, they don't have any more changes before tomorrow night. So, yeah, it'd be a great contest. I think I'm leaning towards Fremantle on this one.
Now, speaking of saving injured birds, how do we save the Eagles?
Oh, mate, your guess is as good as mine at the moment with the Eagles. They're unfortunately, listen, what goes up eventually has to come down, and they were outstanding a few years ago to win that grand final in 2018. And unfortunately, you know, all their sort of A-graders are starting to get to an age now where they just can't perform at a level that they once did, which is understandable. And it takes a while for young kids to be able to mature and grab their opportunity. And we know West Coast, they've been, just haven't really had a real good shot at it so far this year with players unavailable for injury and also ISO. So they need a bit of continuity, but you think there's going to be a fair bit of pain for West Coast, for the remainder of the season. So they're up against a side that haven't won a game this week in Port Adelaide, but I still think they'll find it tough against them.
Embers, great stuff, mate. Before we let you go, where do you stand on the throwing out the arms to the ump?
Oh, I think it's just been a complete overreaction, to be honest with you. It's just gone. I think it's gone, you know, the wrong way, and I think a bit of common sense needs to prevail here. But you know what I do feel for? I feel for the young umpires and junior umpires coming through at the moment. I understand what the AFL are trying to do, but you can imagine, a little umpire, under 10s, down at, Bunbury Football Club, someone gives away a 50-metre penalty, the umpire just basically, does what he thinks he should do by watching AFL games. And, there's going to be supporters on the sidelines that are just going to go absolutely nuts. So, I think something needs to be done pretty quickly. I think it's just gone way too fast.
Well, thanks, Ambers. We always appreciate you taking the time out of your very famous schedule to talk to us. So take it easy, sir.
Good on you, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Tinley in the studio this morning, pressing all the buttons.
Have you got...
Yes. Actually, all the soup for me, please, because that probably make me feel better while I have COVID. But will it cure COVID? That's the question.
Would you say you are?
I am down with the sickness, mate. And look, I've had my jabs. I don't think this is as bad as it could have been, thanks to that. But I still have the symptoms. How do I treat these symptoms? Well, I've gone online and I've found possible COVID cures that people have genuinely tried.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can figure out which is the one they actually tried.
Also, can I just clarify before I played this earlier?
No soup for you.
When Michael said nice, all the soup for me, and then when I said he was down with the sickness,
was I not on air?
No, I didn't put that on air.
Okay, so Mitchell Tidley pressing the buttons this morning. I have COVID. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But all you have to do, I'm going to give you two options here, and you tell me which is a cure people have tried.
Okay.
Keep in mind, none of these work, but these are ones that try.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, have people been eating entire bulbs of garlic or whole onions?
Oh, the old Tony Abbott.
Is it the Abbott cure or is it the Nonna's cure?
I feel like more people would do garlic because that seems like a thing your mum would say. Like an onion, not as much. So I'm going to say people have been eating bulbs of garlic.
Correct.
Woo!
Doesn't work for COVID, is an excellent cure for worms.
And to get women away from you.
Next up, heat. People think that heat will get rid of COVID.
So the movie with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Yes. People think that raising your body temperature will get COVID out of your system. So have people been blow drying themselves for like 4 hours straight?
Oh, wow.
Or making the sun shine where the sun don't shine.
Oh, the old, what's it called? It's like
sun chugging.
Yeah, that one. I'm going to say, people are dumb. I'm going to say butt chugging. I mean, sorry. sorry, sun chugging.
Still incorrect, but very, very no, people have been blow drying themselves in an attempt to like turn their body into like a mini sauna to get rid of COVID. Right. It doesn't work.
It's one of those guys, a blowjob will fix that.
Finally, have people been washing their hands with vodka or petrol?
Oh, petrol probably more expensive per litre than vodka right now, especially being imported from Russia. I'm going to say people have been washing their hands with vodka.
Yeah, correct.
but
that won't work because vodka has less alcohol than sanitizer.
Does it?
Yeah. That's why you can't drink sanitizer, cologne, Listerine. They all have much higher alcohol than alcoholic drinks.
Really? Don't tell people that.
Don't drink it.
Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. Stay right there. More after this.
Ross, I've been doing great on the desk. Everyone has said, hey, mate, you're so good on the computer. We're having so much fun with classics like Car Skid and Joke Drum.
Yeah, amazing.
And sometimes when we talk about a sport, you're like, oh my God, that's a siren. And it's from the footy. So it's like, oh my God, how's he so good at his job? Well, guys, even though Michael Ross is in COVID, normally presses the buttons. I'm behind the desk for once. And it's not, people are like, oh, is it like when the co-pilot takes over the pilot while they're flying a plane? It's like, no, no, no. It's like the lady that serves you orange juice just takes over the plane. That's the equivalent. I'm here for your entertainment and your fun. Michael Ross is here to fly the plane. But I made a mistake. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah. I'm doing it right now. There was something that happened where I played a song. We had a great little talk break. We're like, oh, Mitchell and Michael, Triple M, ha, 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 ha. And then me and you did a little, like, chat off air. And often people are like, oh, what do you guys talk about while the songs are playing? Well, the entire state of WA now knows.
What did we say?
Do you put both hotkeys on? Because the last time I had both hotkeys... Sorry, I'm just going on air right now. Everyone can hear me. Anyway, enjoy the song. There was me talking over the top of Tom Petty, asking about hotkeys, which are these bad boys. Like,
yeah, all your sound effects. Yeah.
And I was talking over the song, and then I said, sorry, I'm talking over the song, guys. Enjoy the song. And then I turned the mic back off.
Well done, mate. At least you covered yourself.
Yep.
Another little, like, but you're actually making a little blunder now because I didn't hear any of that.
Well, you can't. There's no way you can.
I told you how.
Yeah. Look.
But, you know, these things happen, you know. When it's your early days on the job, sometimes you're going to have a stuff up and you just got to take it in your stride, mate.
No, mate, another thing is, oh, crap. I did another one.
Is this an actual stuff up? I'm confused.
No, mate. This is called radio. I'm playing.
Aren't we supposed to say the phone number now?
Oh, yeah. 1-800-011-666. Give us a call. When have you had a work stuff up? Oh, my God.
It is another
real
stuff up.
Oh, it's Friday.
You better get ready. The coffee's poured and the on-air sign's flashing. Broadcasting live and local. This is Mitchell and Michael for breakfast. This is Triple M.
It's 8:21, Mitchell and Michael. This is our last day with the Southwest. Thanks so much for having us. A slightly different number for you this morning that you can call in on. And we were trying to get that number out. But while Mitch was explaining he stuffed up in the studio.
Yeah.
You stuffed up again in the studio.
I'm the Jared Leto of radio. Like, I'm a real method actor.
So, we want to know what your workplace stuff-ups are on 1-800-011-666. TJ from Augusta on the line. TJ, mate, when did you have a big work stuff-up?
I was probably about 10 years ago, working up in the northwest, just up in the Kimberley there. And there's a place between Broome and Derby called Willair Roadhouse. Have you guys ever been?
Yeah. People are listening, we are from there.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're part of a very, very small group then. But it's, we had to stay at Willair because we were working in Derby at the time, and our boss didn't want us staying in Derby because of all the pubs, and he didn't really want us to... run amok and then go to work the next day. But it turns out that all the cowboys and cowgirls at Willair work hard and really, really play hard as well. So, just stayed up all night with these guys and girls and went to work the next day and thought I was doing a pretty good job. Painting this house, thought it would, you know, it was coming up Mickey Mouse, and then wasn't until the following day, heading back to that same job, I went back and it looked like someone on acid had painted it, to be honest.
That is shocking. Now, how out of 10, how gone do you think you were?
I don't remember most of the day.
11.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah. I just spent the rest of the week sort of fixing that up.
Mate, and I reckon that's a stuff up by your boss. He should have done better research on Willair.
Thanks, mate.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.
Hit 92.9.